The Modest Media Lab, now available on iTunes and Android.
Cop it today.
Okay. Put that shit at the end so I can go to bed.
I like this analogy.
You know what I'm saying?
I like this analogy though, but like, why you say opposite? No, I'm saying like, okay, so if it's in the middle, you nut. All right, so the first part is like the foreplay or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you nut in the middle. And then you just come and come.
Nah,
not even round two, but you just cuddling and relaxing with your chick.
No, nah, because I got to be A1 of my game.
But that's love, though.
Points.
But if you love them, you foreplaying, you climaxing, and then you chilling.
Chilling. Drowning? We done both hit the note. After that, it's just like, I'm just fucking because we here. I don't do that. No.
That ain't love though, Mike. That ain't love.
I guess not.
That ain't love.
I guess not.
That ain't love. You just trying to smash me out.
No.
Before we get into the review, man, look, I got one question for y'all. Who the hell is Damon Tyrell? If you don't know, you better damn know, because if you watch the show, you already know we fuck with Damon heavy. Make sure you go to iTunes, Tidal, YouTube, Spotify, your mama house, SoundCloud, all that shit. It's out there. Go get that shit. So you don't need to ask that question no more. You should know the answer if I ask that. Also, make sure you go to Dead in Hip Hop's Patreon page, man. Go support. Help us support. That's how we're able to do bigger and better things always and always, man. We ain't gonna stop, regardless if you go or you don't. But it would be nice to have support from y'all. Look, man, one thing about Mick Jenkins that I continue to forget is that he is a Chicago representative. You know what I'm saying? And he does not sound like anybody else that's coming out of Chicago right now. So I definitely think that I have to give him props for that, man. I got to praise that up. Because
what are you saying?
What's that for?
Like he hyping them up to tear them down?
Nah, not at all.
Not at all.
I just gotta
give him credit for that.
I want to like it, but
I'm not going that way. I know, sometimes I be setting them up like that. Not at all. I thoroughly enjoyed the healing component. So let me get that out the way. So them motherfuckers can stop right now. No, I thoroughly enjoyed the project. I just want to big them up because, you know, Chicago's going through a lot of stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? We have artists like Chance that shed light over there. Even Vic Mensa with his last EP shed a little bit of light. Mm-hmm. So you know, with Mick Jenkins, man, I just want to big up the positivity that's happening in that city. And I definitely think Mick Jenkins is a positive light, you know what I'm saying, coming from that city and the type of artistry that he's doing, man. With his previous projects, The Waters and Waves, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that he's definitely taken that conceptual route again with the healing component. And it's kind of like a dual concept with Waters and Waves. It was primarily water, and he freaking used that concept for everything. With this, it was THC and love. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed how he had those skits. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those interviews with the girl, because that right there really tied in this project. Because if you listen to it just from a musical standpoint, it was weird compared to what Mick Jenkins has done previously with the whole choppiness. I don't remember which track it was, but I know it was a little bit toward the end, and I apologize. You know, typically I know which exact song it is. I don't know, but it was extremely choppy. And I remember when that track came on, I'm like, what the
outro? I think it might be that.
It might be that. I really don't remember which track. Y'all know.
So it is choppy. I thought my stream was fucked.
Yeah. It's choppy.
Yeah, that's how they vocal chopped it for some reason.
Yeah,
talking about fucked up intro. You gotta be talking about that one, bro.
But no, there was one song in particular that was extremely choppy. The beat, like everything, and then when Mick came on there, it was like, what the fuck? He saved that song for me, because it's like he tied it in, and I think that that's what he primarily did throughout this. Because coming from Waves and The Waters, I kind of knew what to expect. And he didn't do that. He didn't do that on this project because I didn't think I was gonna like it. The first listen in, I didn't really like this project. But the more I listened to it, the more I dug deep into what the album is supposed to mean. I'm like, man, this motherfucker. Because at first I didn't get the whole thing, like how he was doing with Waves and all of that. And he just brought that on with the Healing component with TAC, man. And I thought he did an excellent job on this. For me, this definitely is bumping the whip music. He definitely got some joints on here that I fuck with. This is his first debut album, right? Because yeah. The other joints was mixtapes. Yeah. For a debut album, you know, if this is somebody's first introduction, I could see them not liking Mick. I could definitely see that. I think it's a bit too choppy. I think it's a bit, I don't want to say experimental because it wasn't necessarily experimental, you know, because I have a new appreciation for experimental listening to Death Grips. To me, that's extremely experimental. This isn't, but this is definitely different. I don't know if he's going to capture an audience like that as first-time listeners with this project. But overall, because I have a history with Mick Jenkins, if you're a first-time listener, go back to the other projects because I definitely think he can pull you in with those.
And then sounds a little more sensitive, like I said.
Oh yeah, way more on those two projects. I think he could definitely pull you guys in on those, and then it will make you understand this one a little bit better, the route that he was trying to go. But overall, I thought that this was, as an overall project and a debut album, very good. I'm not gonna say it was like the most exceptional thing, because again, like the sound wasn't that accessible. It was a little bit too choppy, a little bit weird. But the fact that Mick can just bring that shit together, man, like, this is a really good album. If you never heard of Mick Jenkins, definitely go check it out, man. I fuck with him, and this definitely bumps it a little bit.
Yeah, man, my boy, man, Mick Jenkins, man. Man, I was, man, like, when I heard he was dropping the music, man, I was so excited. I couldn't wait, man.
He was waiting for this moment.
I was so excited, man. And then I heard, because, you know, Mike and Rob was like, man, you got to hear Drown. And I was like, I don't know, man. I think I want to do like B and wait until you hear the whole thing together. But, man, I listened to Drown and I was like, oh. Yeah, Drown is my shit. That song, man.
I knew you'd like that shit.
Nah. But in all seriousness, though, I think this was a cool project. you know, much like FIFO, like, I'm not blown away with it. Like, when I first listened to it, I was really intrigued and captivated by the concept and the idea behind the Healing component. And I was like, wow, that's extremely dope. And I understood why people are so infatuated with this guy, because he does things like that. Some is a little bit more overt, others, you know, is a little bit more subtle. But overall, yeah, I'm listening to this, I was like, okay, this is cool. But it just felt like it started to just drag on and on and on, the longer it went, because it is, what, 15 tracks deep. And right around maybe Fall Through Prosperity, it just, at that point, I'm like, I'm tapping out. Mm-hmm. I'm tapping out. I you know, I'm like, the first 10 or 11, I'm like, I'm good with.
And the songs are long, too, to your point.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I understand, like, the using the interview as a means to tie it in together. To kind of explain some of the ideas that he's doing and kind of to have these discussions, I think it's good. And I think the message that he's putting out there, I think is really, really good. Because the high for me was Drowning, and that's track 6. Like, that's the high. And that comes on, I'm like, I'm immediately just in love with just that song and the video. And then, you know, after that, you know, the other songs are cool, but then it just kind of just plateaus off. And I'm like, man, this is, I do. Like, I went back and I listened to, what was it, the Waters EP?
Waves EP.
Yeah, I do like Waves. I'm on record of saying I do like Waves. But it was interesting, I think I saw an interview where he said that he did Waves to show that he can make music like that, which I guess is something a little bit more.
Like, yeah, because he had some like party type joints.
Okay, okay, Waves, okay. Yeah. I did like that. I went back and listened to the Waters. I still wasn't really feeling that. I do like this. I guess a little bit better than the Waters, but overall, I mean, I think just for me, the replay value is just low. Now, would that take away from what he was trying to get across? I don't know. I think he's good enough to put some variety on here without losing the meaning behind the record, the album itself. But overall, you know, I don't hate it. I'm not in love with it by any stretch
of the imagination. But with that critique of having, you know, a varying sound on the project, but you like this over The Waters, I felt like The Waters had varying sound. Overall mood was the same. And I think mm-hmm. that's the thing that we could take away from Mick Jenkins is that when he puts out a project, the mood is gonna be
very
samey.
Yes.
It's gonna be samey. But in terms of The Waters project, man, it had some ups and downs versus what I felt like was on this.
I think I like the idea behind the album. What he's pushing, yeah, so, what he's promoting, the messages that he's putting out there.
Yeah, I respect that.
The idea of love, integrating religion into that. And I think even on here, it was like the good parts of love, and then there were the bad parts of love, and it was like, you know, and it was good versus evil, the idea of being in love with somebody or just in love with the idea of that person. And you already touched on this, so I'm not going to get into it, but the fact that you're coming out of the city that, you know, that has a reputation out there, and you're putting out music like that, but you're putting out music about love, and you're mm-hmm. influencing these kids.
That was interesting,
yeah, I think that's incredibly dope. And he even said it in, I think, on the fucked up outro. He was like, if you just want to only give me credit for having kids drink more water, he said, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought that was pretty dope because he kind of understands his place in hip hop. And he's not trying to do or be anything other than who he is. And I can respect and admire that as an artist. But yeah, just overall, listening to this album as a piece of work, like I said, the ideas and the things that he was putting out there, that he was exploring and putting out there for kids and everybody to listen to, I think is incredibly great. But just overall, you know, about 10 songs, I think I'm good.
I think I'm kind of like in between like Fipo and Ken's opinion. I mean, I do like this a little more than Waters. I think I like his message that he was getting across and his song concepts. You said what?
I'm sorry. I was just talking about, I don't get how you and Ken can say you like this better than Waters. Like,
I know you do. I just think, I mean, and I guess I'm just looking just, I guess from an MC standpoint, he just.
Art is subjective.
Well, y'all's opinions are stupid. I'm stupid ass opinion.
But y'all stupid. But I just think I think just his message and his song concepts throughout this project, I think I really like. Like, I didn't even hear Drowning into the album. Like, I remember I kept seeing people talking about it and whatever, tweeting about it, but I would, you know, y'all know how I am sometimes. I gotta wait to the album. I wanna hear it in the context of the album.
Hey man,
it didn't even fit
in the context of the album.
Let B stay in the 90s, album, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let B stay in the 90s,
right,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Right. 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 You're right. Let me.
You're right. Timberlands and Sideways Kangos, you're right.
But yeah, I'm glad I was able to listen to Drowning and how he was able to tie in him drawn into police brutality and, you know, of course, what's going on in the world today. I thought that was dope. I even liked the first track, which is one of my favorite tracks, The Healing Component, how he was, like, talking, like, how, you know, yeah, we say mollies and all that stuff is so bad for us, but we treat it like it's so good, but he's using, like, water and love. It's like, you know, I thought that was dope. I thought that was really dope. And one of my favorite tracks also is 1,000 Zans and Communicate, because I like how he used some of these song titles as, like, I guess kind of is driven around love. So it's like, you know, Communicate, about being in relationships, out of relationships and stuff like that. Thought that was cool. I love Robert Horry, that J-Stock dude, that feature, he killed his verse.
Who is he?
I don't know who he was, but he.
No idea.
Yeah, he killed this verse on that Robert Horry joint. And then No Name on Angles. I thought Angles was another, I just like his song concepts overall on this. I think that's why I like Water. It felt like it was more thought out. It seemed like he came in full circle with this Healing Component album from coming from Waves and coming from Water. So it's like, yeah, once I listen to it, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Mm-hmm, so I think that's why I possibly like it more than Water. Just from beginning to end, it just seems like the message he was getting across, he got it across. And yeah, I like it. I mean, like, kind of just like Kendo, I think by the track 11, it started to kind of like drag. It just seemed like it was dragging a little bit where I was like, all right, this should kind of be over by now. We get what you, I know where you're going with this. So, but overall, I like it. I like this project overall. So, there you go.
Oh no, I'm confused, man. So, I'm with y'all,
in that this was a good project. It was a really good project. I'm with Ralph though, where, you know, I don't like this anywhere near as much as I like The Waters. And what you said actually surprised me, where you said that the concepts on this project were better than The Waters, or they're more clear, or they're more concise, or they made more sense. I think the exact opposite. I think the concept of The Waters was way more interesting because it wasn't just like put on a fucking plate and handed to you. You actually had to think about it. This one, he's basically telling you right at the very beginning, like, what this is about. And where I differ with you guys is, I think this album is great just on a beats and raps level. When I think about the actual concept of the album, it didn't really do that for me. It was just like the healing component. It's love. If everybody had love, we'd be healed. I was like,
I mean, you need love.
But yeah, but it's really basic. It's really basic. It's really, I don't want to call it corny because I think that's kind of insulting. I don't want to call it corny, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, what? There's nothing really special about that concept. So I don't really understand how the concept was so amazing for you guys.
I think it was like, so basic, but he bring it in so complex though, just because
it wasn't complex. It was like love. Next song, love. Next song, love. Next song,
different
love.
Messages. I thought it was cool.
I don't think it was complex at all. Because I never got the THC part until the first song. Mm-hmm. When it was called the healing component, of course I didn't think THC. Mm-hmm. But then when he said it in the first track, I was like, oh, okay, so somehow this is gonna pull in and that's gonna make this message complex. Never happened. Then you're throwing Jesus in there, so it's like you have Jesus and you have love. These are two very basic concepts for an album, and it just, the concept, I was just like, this is a little bit hokey. But just on a standard of beats and rhymes and songs, fucking dope. Like the first song, the way that beat came in, there's so many different layers and all these different sounds coming together, and he's rapping just so fucking beautifully. And then it was just like, Spread Love, beautiful. Daniel's Bloom, beautiful. But I'll tell you where he hit me was Strange Love. That beat was fucking insane. And like just the percussion on it and the weird swells that are in the beat and the way he's rapping over that was just fucking unbelievable. And of course, like Ken, I say Drowning is the standout from this album. It's almost like I almost wish you to put that song either first or last, because it's like once you get to that song, it's just like I don't care about anything else because nothing else is touching that song. Like the beat, the rhymes, and that is a song where you have a complex concept, you know, where he's saying when the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown, right? That's a concept that's actually interesting, because when you think about it, you know, I mean, I guess I heard he took it from a Kanye song. I never went back and checked. That's a Kanye line, apparently from Yeezus. And y'all know I hate Yeezus, so yeah. I never went back. I meant to do that before the review, but I forgot. But his version of it, as opposed to what Kanye's saying, which is actually a statement of when the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown. He's saying when the real holds you down, you're supposed to drown, right, as a question, like the police holding you down, it's like you're supposed to drown. Like, we expect that. Not only do we expect, like, when the cops hold you down, you're supposed to drown, we almost, like, we understand it and we relate to it. It makes it just really fucked up. Like, we don't think that that's wrong. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But then he says, wait, that don't sound right.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that's a dope concept. Mm-hmm. But that was the only song where I was like, that song made me think. The rest of this,
love, but a song like that, you would put it like first, last, or in the middle, right? Though, right?
No, I wouldn't put it in the middle.
You wouldn't put a song like that,
You don't put an apex in the middle, bro.
You can't lead off with it, though.
Yeah, I don't think you can lead with it.
I think you could. I think you could.
Good.
Yeah, but you just said you could. You said no songs match.
No.
But it could be a climax point. Like, you could look at it like, you know, movie making or whatever. Like,
do you nut keep fucking?
Huh?
Do you nut and keep fucking?
He said, huh?
Let me put it this way.
I'm feeling extra freaky that night.
Drowning is that good, like you want to go to bed after that shit, though.
Why would you want to do it in the beginning?
Yeah, you right.
Why would you put that to be the first thing? You start off the album, Mike.
Damn. You right. So put that shit at the end, then. You got seven more songs of just like, damn, I done art. I'm tired, it's hot in here. Do you really want to keep doing this? No, she doesn't, because after drowning, she's like, bro, I hit the plateau, man. I hit heaven. Oh. And then y'all want to just keep going. That's that.
No, not keep going. I'm just saying, chill, relax. You know what I'm saying? Cuddle.
We relaxed a little bit too. Okay, cuddling. Yeah. All right, I feel you.
Yeah.
So this was a bit too much cuddling. It was a bit too much cuddling.
The cuddling dragged on.
After a while, she done fell asleep and her breath stink. I'm trying to turn your head over the other way.
Right.
You know, like when you was talking about how B said it was complex, you didn't necessarily agree in terms of the musical concepts being complex. I agree
not
with
the
that.
Musical concept, the ideas,
the content.
Yeah, the music
exactly.
Itself was complex.
Yeah, he gave it to you more so on a platter than he did on his other projects. But I think what made me think on the project was those skits, those interactions with that girl, him explaining it, because it didn't make me go rethink, like, man, like, let me think about all of my relationships. Let me think of, you know what I'm saying, this, like, the things that they were talking about, that's what really made me think more. You know what I'm saying? So,
it didn't make me think anymore.
Those actually kind of annoyed me.
Damn,
after the first listen. The first listen, I was like, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Second and third, yeah, they just got to be where it's like, I don't need to hear this. Especially there was one where it was a whole fucking song.
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember which one it was though.
Type of Love or something.
Was it? Five.
Yep.
There was a whole song where it was just them talking. And I was just like, I don't really need this. And I feel like if you have to put that on your album, then maybe you're not explaining yourself very well in your rhymes. But I don't think it was necessary because.
Good Kid, Mad City.
Say again?
Good Kid, Mad City.
What about it?
I mean, he had skits, but I feel like it
I feel like those are annoying too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love that album, but I don't need the skits. No, I do, but I don't like it to where it's like just every other song.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, dude, I get it. But when you have a concept album, you do kind of need the skits if you're telling a story. This wasn't really a story. That's why it was just like, okay, I don't really need your interview like throughout this album. So that just kind of got, and like I said, if it was actually a complex concept, then I would have understood. I don't think this was a very complex concept. It was just the world's fucked up. What's a good way to fix it? We need love. What form of love? Love in the way of, you know, emotional love and religious love. These are very, very basic concepts that have been throughout every fucking, you know, every genre since the dawn of time. So it was just like, I don't care about the concepts. Just musically though, this was enjoyable.
But how prominent is it in hip hop?
I was about to say that.
A lot of rappers talk about love.
Like, I don't know, man.
This?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
For a whole album?
For
a whole album?
But do we need it for a whole album? That's what I'm saying. It's just
why
like,
not though? Like with,
because we already got it.
You just don't like love, man.
I do like love. You know what? I like love if you're actually gonna make it to where I'll put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. He's not bringing anything new to the table with this concept.
Oh no,
that's,
he's not.
Well, that's my point.
At this point in time, like who else is rapping or making albums about love though?
You know what? I'm sure there are rappers, just because I can't name any right now, I'm sure there are.
Out of the people
sure
that we've reviewed in the last 2 years, we can go back 2 years. Out of the last 2 years, who's really made an album about love?
Because it's not necessary. A whole fucking 15 fucking songs?
It's not.
No.
Well, maybe not 15 songs, but I think
that's what I'm saying.
I don't have an issue with it being on a platter. Like I said, I think it's cool. I'm not caught up in him trying to make it complex.
Okay.
I just like the fact that you have a guy like him that's putting this type of message out there.
Where's Chance the Rapper from?
He's from Chicago too. Oh. And you're talking about the coloring book, which was.
Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't that basically the same type of. What's the
possibly,
difference?
But we got
what's the difference?
Two guys, though.
No, but I'm just saying. We're acting like this is some huge anomaly in hip hop, and it's not. It's not. But see, now it's starting to sound like I'm hating on the album.
No,
I'm just saying that the concept is not what's doing it for me with this album. And I think if a lot of listeners go into this expecting some complex, super interesting concept, they're gonna be let down because the concept is very basic. I think the concept of the waters was a lot more interesting and it was a lot more intricate and it actually made you think. I don't think anything on here really made me stop and go, damn.
I don't think we're disagreeing with you that it's basic. I think what we're disagreeing
is. You're saying it's cool that it's basic.
It's cool that it's basic and it's not anyone doing it right now, which makes the basic good.
if you watching. Mick Jenkins, man, if you watching, bro, ain't shit I can tell you, man. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. I think the question that Ken posed, I think that's the biggest question mark I have for you. What is next? You did the waters thing. You did the waves thing. I enjoyed this. But, like, what's next? I don't know how you continue to put out these type of conceptual type projects. So I think this is definitely going to push your boundaries on this next project. So I'm sitting tight and waiting, because I definitely think it's going to be dope. You haven't given me anything whack yet, so you know I'm just patiently waiting for the next one. So I appreciate everything you've done, bro.
As your number one fan, I just want to say that I do like the idea of you putting something positive out there. I think that's cool. You know, I don't, you know, like as part of the discussion that we had, I don't think it needed to be complex. I think sometimes being in your face is good enough. And in the culture of hip hop, where we have so many people up there putting out albums about shooting up, bang bang, it's good to have something that's counter to that. And you've done that on 2-3 projects so far. And I just, you know, I just hope you continue to do that, man. I think that's your thing, that's your lane, and it sounds like that's something that you do best, and you have a following, and you're influencing and reaching a lot of people, and I think that's important. So just keep doing what you're doing, man, and that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, if you're watching, just like Cam, I like the fact that you are saying something very positive to the youth of Chicago, because we all know what's going on in that city alone in the past 3-4 years in the summers alone. It's just like crazy. So glad you're able to be, and you're a very talented MC. I mean, yeah, dope lyricist. Me personally, I've heard some of my favorite songs by you, produced by K Tronada. So if you was to work on another project, I would like for it to be fully produced by him. It's just because I love his beats, and I love the way you guys mesh well together. But overall, I like this project. It was cool. So good job.
Yeah, I think you're a great MC. I think you're a very talented songwriter. I think where that conversation kind of went left is I think that you're a very creative MC. I think you're a very creative songwriter. So I think the concept of this album could have been a little bit more creative. In 2016, it would be really cool to have a really interesting conceptual album about something positive, but done with a spin on it. You know, and I'm not saying that this exact thing has been done before, but I'm also not gonna sit here and pretend that the idea of love behind a hip-hop album has never been even remotely approached. But I do appreciate you doing something positive, even though you've been doing positive things from the jump. But I'm interested to see what you do after this. You're a very, very, very interesting MC, a very interesting person. So yeah, I'm a fan, and I think this is a great project, so keep it going.